Welcome to the Sunday podcast from LifeDean. Reflections on the upcoming Catholic Mass readings so you can make the most of your Sunday. Here's your host, the Bible geek, Mark Hart.
Welcome everybody to the Sunday podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hart. It's the third Sunday of Easter, so let's get to it. You know, I love Easter season for so many reasons, one of which is because we get to read from the Acts of the Apostles. And we really don't read from Acts outside of those 7 weeks of Easter, six, 7 weeks of Easter season. And I love Acts because it's one of the great jewels of the Bible and the great jewels of the New Testament, because there's so much happening in Acts and that their people are so convicted. And what's really great about this, I love this reading, because this is after they've told Peter and the apostles. They said, we gave you strict orders, did we not, to stop teaching in that name. They've already brought them ahead of him. And they've said, look, we're not going to tell you again. We already put him to death, okay? Stop preaching in his name, cut it out, knock it off. We're going to kill you next. And what did the apostles basically say? We must obey God rather than man. Basically, the apostles are saying, hey, how can we not? How can I not tell everybody about what I personally saw and experienced? How can I not tell everybody about what I've seen and heard? You want to kill me? Kill me. Because even if you kill my body, my soul's going to live with him forever. Imagine the conviction this takes. Now, if you were faking it, if the apostles stole the body, hid the body, Jesus wasn't risen from the dead, do you really think that they'd be hanging out around Jerusalem? Do you really think, under threat of death and persecution, if they really watched their leader, their rabbi, their boss get brutally murdered in crucifixion, and they had hidden the body or stolen the body or anything else, do you really think that they would have this kind of conviction in the face of their own impending doom and martyrdom? Do you really think that their response would be, hey, how can I not? You know, I know you killed my boss, but how can I not keep talking about this? Of course not. They had this conviction because they had a certitude. They knew. They knew what they'd seen. They knew what they'd heard. They knew what they experienced. And that provided them with confidence and power and certitude. How can I not talk about this? Yeah, if you want to kill me, go ahead. And they're sharing what they saw. The same way in the second reading in Revelation again, St. John's doing what? He's sharing what he saw. He's sharing this vision that God gave him, this vision for salvation, this vision for eternal life, this vision for divine, you know, heavenly intimacy between God and his people in the book of Revelation. And he's talking about the Lamb on the throne and blessing and honor and glory and might forever. And he's basically trying to explain, look, every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth is all going to cry out to this Lamb on the throne. And John is pointing out again what he saw. Why? Because what are you going to do to him? You've already exiled him. He's already on an island. If he dies, so what? He's like, I'm not fearing physical death, but you should be fearing spiritual death and sin. There's an urgency. There's a passion. There's a conviction. And that's why in this famous resurrection appearance in the gospel, this is where they're back out fishing again, the Sea of Galilee. It says the Sea of Tiberias. It's the same body of water, okay? Same place. And they're out fishing, and all of a sudden, Peter sees Jesus, and Jesus is having a barbecue on the beach, because Jesus loves good barbecue, and he's going to make fish tacos. I don't even know, but the fire's going. He calls him in from the boat, okay? They've already had this miraculous catch of fish, and all of a sudden, the light bulbs are going on. Hey, it's Jesus. And they come in, and what's going to happen? He's going to have this conversation with Simon Peter. The same number of times that Simon Peter betrayed him, he's going to ask him the question, do you love me? And Peter's response is going to say it all. But again, they're going to recount this. Why are we reading about this in a gospel? Because it happened. Because St. John was there. And what did he do? He told us about it. He recounted it. These are the eyewitness accounts, the real historical moments that lead to this sort of conviction that the early apostles had. And my brothers and my sisters, you and I have a similar responsibility. No, we were not on the beach having broiled fish with the Lord. No, we weren't. No, we were not there with the Sanhedrin being told to be quiet. No, we were not on the island of Patmos given a vision of heaven. But you know what you have been given? Your own experiences of God. Maybe it's during prayer, maybe it's in mass, on a retreat, in a confessional, who knows? You've had your experiences of God and God's mercy. And your and my job, like the apostles, is to share it with urgency and with conviction. If we die, so what? Okay, all the better, because the sooner we'll be with the Lord forever, for eternity. May we all be filled with the conviction and the passion and the zeal that our earliest apostles were. God bless you.
For more Catholic content, check out lifeteam.com. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. And remember to subscribe to this podcast for weekly reflections. God bless.